FMR 101.3 FM.
King George III's health was unstable, as you might know from the play and the film The Madness of King George. When he retired to Kew in 1789, after a bout of what was delirium or porphyria, he took with him one of his most prized possessions, his flute. In solitude, it was music which gave him comfort and raised his flagging spirits. George had always loved music. He played the organ, the harpsichord and the flute. His wife, Charlotte, played the harpsichord, and together they enjoyed playing sonatas. While he was on the throne, both Mozart and Haydn visited England, and he was able to meet them and attend their concerts. The King's flute has survived in perfect condition and is housed in the Royal Collection Trust. It's an extraordinary instrument, as it's made of Meissen white porcelain. It's beautifully decorated with swags of flowers that spiral around the flute, and it has gilded joints between the sections. Even the interiors of the finger holes are gilded. This instrument may well have been made in the Meissen factory in 1760, and an identical instrument is in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Flutes were usually made of wood, occasionally ivory, but this porcelain flute is a rarity. Though beautiful to look upon, it's heavy and it would have been tiring to play for long periods of time. It's in a velvet-lined box and has three middle pieces. The musician would choose the appropriate middle piece according to the key that they were playing in. Ashley Solomon, the founder of Floregium and the head of historical performance practice at London's Royal College of Music, has made a recording of Telemann flute fantasias on three historical flutes, including this porcelain flute. Here is the Allegro and Presto from the fourth flute fantasia by Telemann. I was surprised by how warm the sound of this porcelain flute is. Was Ashley Solomon playing the Allegro and Presto from Telemann's fourth flute fantasia on a Meissen porcelain flute owned by King George III.
FMR 101.3 FM.